May I speak in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I wonder what comes to your mind when you think of table manners. What are the rules in your house? Are you allowed to eat with your fingers? Speak with your mouth full? Put your elbows on the table? Perhaps nowadays the more contentious question is whether you're allowed to watch television or not, or whether or not mobile phones are allowed at the table. Different families do things differently, as do different cultures. Some are more relaxed, others not so. In Britain, we can have quite roundabout ways of making sure we're putting other people first. My friend Tom once told me he'd grown up unable to help himself to anything at the table without first offering it to somebody else, who in turn would offer it to him. Would you like the carrots, Grandma? No, Tom. But would you like the carrots? Oh, yes, Grandma, thank you. And at theological college, or vicar factory as we called it, people very keen to display their Christian kindness often spent ages passing around plates of food to the next person and the next person and the next person. The merry dance that seemed to go on forever. In our gospel reading, Jesus is invited round to dinner after the Sabbath service at the synagogue. He's hosted by a Pharisee, and there are other Pharisees there too. They are watching him. But he too is watching them, watching to see what their table manners say about their hearts. He notices the guests choose the best seats. And seeing it, he says, "When you are invited, sit at the lowest place, so that if your host does choose to give you a more honoured seat, then you will be honoured." It may seem like Jesus is simply giving advice to avoid causing embarrassment, but this is much more than the Son of God's guide to etiquette. It's not advice. It's a parable. It has meaning far beyond this Saturday night dinner. It's really about the inclusivity of the church. For when Luke is writing his gospel, there is this big question swirling around. Who has a seat at the table? Do the new Gentile converts have a seat? Okay, but then do the people of Israel sit with them after so many years of separate table fellowship? Do they sit together, but the people of Israel get the best seats? But what does that mean about baptism? If we're baptized, are we not all equal before God? This was the live debate. So when Luke says these words about Jesus making room at the table, it's about this debate of Gentiles included into the church. Luke is reminding his readers, don't put yourself ahead of others. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. We don't need to scrabble for the best seats at God's table. Our culture is a really competitive one. To be the best, we must put in the longest hours. We must strive to get ahead. We must be seen to look the part and do the right things. And social media, for all its good, can exacerbate that. We can be part of this culture of humble bragging about our families, our work, our relationships. And if you're familiar with social media, you might know that hashtags are used on posts, which link other posts together. You can search for a keyword under a particular hashtag to find other similar posts. And a popular one for people who are, let's face it, quite often humble bragging is hashtag blessed. We can find ourselves unintentionally caught up in this competition, comparing how hashtag blessed we are to others, and finding our relationships in comparison with them, feeling insecure, or jealous, or smug, or arrogant, with each revelation about somebody else's life. But the rules at the table in the kingdom of God are different. There are no rivals. We are each invited and each offered a place. It's not a table of scarcity, it's a table of abundance. We don't need to jostle for attention before God. There is enough grace, enough mercy, enough forgiveness. We can't run God dry because God's love is inexhaustible. And the needs of others won't deprive us either. God won't run out of grace and mercy and forgiveness towards us because God can't be depleted by the needs of others nor our needs. There is enough. When we stop acting out of fear of losing our place, we will find God's abundance, and it will transform our generosity. Because we won't give in order to expect a return. We become free from competitive cycles of behavior. You scratch my back, and I'll scratch yours. We become free to be truly generous with our love, our money, and our time. And so Jesus continues, when you throw a dinner party, stop and think about your motives. Are you doing this to be repaid? Would you invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind, those whose needs are so much greater than your own? Will you show them the large-hearted love of God by pulling up more chairs at the table and not expecting anything in return? Of course, this is more than mealtimes. Will we use our power, our influence, our wealth to care for and provide for those who cannot ever repay us? This, Jesus says, this is the way to be really, truly blessed. So how do we get there? Well, it begins by recognizing what we've already been given. The prophet Jeremiah had hard words for the people of Israel. They did not recognize the gifts that God had already given them, and so they went after worthless things. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living water, and dug out cisterns for themselves, cracked cisterns that can hold no water. The gifts that they are given, they are unable to hold. They leak out. They run dry. The people wanted more and thought they needed more, but they failed to see the God of abundance who never, ever left them. The kingdom of God has a different economy. There is enough. There's enough for you. There's enough for me. We aren't rivals here. We are brothers and sisters. there is room at the table. And when the table expands, as it must, we won't fall off the end. Whatever we find ourselves doing this week, whether we're back to work or back to school, let us make room for others, that they might know the generous love of God for themselves. Amen.